This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's go time at Belle Reef Country Club in Town and Country. That's the site of the 100th PGA Championship, which starts this week. Crews have been watering, fertilizing, and raking the greens, fairways, and bunkers for months to prepare for the big event. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt toured the course recently with a person who knows it better than anybody else.
On a warm day in mid-June, I hopped into a golf cart with the Belle Reef Country Club superintendent.
Carlos Araya.
Nice to meet you, Carlos.
Pleasure to meet you.
Araya, whose official title is Director of Grounds and Agronomy, has been overseeing course prep for months and gave some insights as we started to drive around.
I like to walk the golf course and get a feel for it, especially as we've been setting up for this championship.
Araya has a degree in electrical engineering. The precision of an engineer is put to use on the course as he focuses on minute details like how grass blends into the bunkers after mowing, making sure that transition is seemingly invisible. The attention to detail really comes together on the eighth hole.
You know you're going into something pretty special on eight when you're walking this direction and you look out there and kind of see it. All of a sudden you see the land and the trees shifting in a different direction. And then you stand on the back tee and look at it and say, wow.
And that appearance will mean a lot among the roughly 80,000 people expected to come in for the tournament. There will be 30 hours of broadcast television originating at the club, bringing the global television audience into the tens of millions. Araya is not shying away from such a big stage, especially with the confidence he has in his workers, including a handful of students.
Being able to develop young people and develop staff is something I really, really enjoy. And kid all the time with people that I feel like, especially some of my peers, I tell them I do a really good job of growing people and they do a great job of growing grass.
He's brought on more students than usual this year, doubling the number to 12. Araya has also more than tripled the number of overall workers to help get ready for the tournament. We had Belle Reef essentially to ourselves to zip around the well-manicured course, get a close look at the emerald green putting surfaces, and take in the breeze as we scooted along the precisely groomed fairways on holes lined by trees and bordered by deep sand traps. To a golfer and a groundskeeper in Missouri, it's probably pretty close to paradise.
I get the impression you're a guy who really likes his job. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I'm passionate about the people I work with. I'm passionate about the place I'm at. I'm passionate about the area. I'm passionate about the grass. I'm passionate about golf. I mean, it's supplied me a lifetime of great memories and a life that I get to enjoy.
Araya also jokes that he should probably be a caddy for one of the big-time golfers in town this week because he's always talking strategy.
Are you going to hit driver? Are you going to hit three wood? Are you going to hit a long iron? How far do I want to lay up? There's a creek on the green side, left of the green. Do I want to bring that into play if I go long?
Even though he loves the game, he does not spend a lot of time playing it. Araya is hoping that can change after the television cameras leave and the crowds at Belle Reef die down.
How often do you get out to shoot 18?
How often do I get to shoot 18? Not a whole lot. I played 18 holes once this year, I think, maybe twice. Hopefully after the championship, that's something I can sprinkle in and enjoy with the members a little bit more.
Belle Reef will be full of activity all week, and that translates into big dollars for the local economy. St. Louis Convention and Tourism officials estimate the tournament will have an economic impact of $100 million. The first round of the PGA 100th Championship is Thursday. The final round is set for Sunday. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.